Welcome to our podcast focused on emergency preparedness and response. I'm Clint Detweiler, Senior Product Marketer at Bentley Systems. Joining me today are Joel Johnson and Tom Walski. Joel is a seasoned 25-year civil, environmental engineering, and water industry veteran. He cut his teeth in water-related computer applications with groundwater modeling, and in career stops has done airport design and gas pipeline permitting, but has largely focused on water underground infrastructure modeling and asset management. Tom Walski is a senior product manager at Bentley Systems. He has 40 years of experience in applied hydraulics. He is author of hundreds of journal papers and conference presentation, and is the author and co-author of several books. Water utilities must remain responsive and resilient, but emergencies occur that can interrupt services or the quality of services, such as contamination events, pipe breaks, power outage or pump failure, and fire, to name a few. Additionally, issues may cause the utility to remain reactive versus proactive when it comes to emergency response. For instance, slow or wrong response can increase risk to public health, limited visibility of risk, and vulnerability. Response actions can result in unintended or undesirable consequences, and limited budget combined with inability to prioritize and be prepared and proactive. You need to develop emergency response plans, plan for emergency drinking water supplies, improve hazard resilience, and provide good risk and mitigation communication. Digital twins can help. By creating a proactive, data-rich environment, you can reduce instances of emergencies and minimize service disruption in the event of an emergency. In this podcast, we will discuss digital twins and the usefulness in emergency situations to more easily identify and quantify vulnerabilities, efficiently test mitigation strategies before implementation, and stage and prioritize processes for operations and maintenance and future changes for capital planning. Let's bring in today's speakers. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me today. Let's get started. I mentioned some of the common challenges associated with emergencies. Can we spend some time talking about a few examples of how the internal challenges that utility has can affect some of these emergency scenarios?
Okay, thanks, Clint. A good day for a water utility is a day where nothing goes wrong and everything is kind of boring. And that's the kind of day you hope for. People turn their water faucet on and water comes out. It's clean and adequate pressure and there are no problems. But that's not what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about those other days, the days that the people who are operating water distribution systems really aren't happy with. And there's a lot of reasons for those things. Some more common ones are major pipe breaks, power outages, fires, water quality complaints. There's a lot of things that can go wrong. And we have tools at Bentley that can help people be prepared for those things or respond for those kinds of events. So let's just take, for example, a pipe break. Not just a little pipe break. We can deal with those regularly, but a pretty big one on one of the major mains. Well, how are you going to respond to it? Well, you go out there, send the crew out, say, fix the brakes and turn the water back on. But isn't it a lot better to have a feel for what the steps are, to know as you're going out there which valves you're going to have to turn, to get a handle on what the impact of that shutdown is going to be, to know who's going to be out of water? These are the kind of things that you can do with the right software to help you prepare for these emergencies, to have the software tools set up so that when they happen, you can use them to help you guide your management decisions. Another example would be a fire. Yes, you could just say, well, we're running the system the way we always do and let the fire department take the water they can. Or you could look at, well, what if we turn a pump on? What if we open up this extra valve? What if we provide an opening between two district metered areas? These are the kind of things that your hydraulic model can be used to test out beforehand. If you turn on an extra pump, is the fire flow going to go from 1,000 GPM to 1,800 GPM, or is it going to go from 1,000 to 1,001? Well, the hydraulic model could tell you what's going on and to give you an idea of how your responses to these emergencies can be improved and you can make these decisions with more confidence. So these are just two examples, and there's a lot of other ones too, but these are two of the more easy to explain examples of where your hydraulic model can be helpful in responding to emergencies. Joel, you want to add anything about this?
Absolutely. So, Tom, that's a great introduction on how tools can help you, and specifically software tools or relating to hydraulic model and Bentley's software platforms there. One of the things you have to consider in responding to emergencies is that utility data is notoriously siloed. So even if you have the right tools, the decision makers that are actioning the problems may not have the right data within those tools. And what you really need in these situations is immediate access to the service or asset data that's going to help you solve the problem. So the analytical tools are great, but the old phenomenon of garbage in, garbage out, you've got to have the right data that is feeding those tools. The other thing that you've got to think about is that not everybody in a utility is going to be a hydraulic modeler. Not everyone can run desktop tools for solving these detailed problems. And so having a dashboard environment that puts the data in front of them, but also some automated analysis really helps those people to see and benefit from hydraulic modeling results when they wouldn't have had those workflows otherwise.
Thanks, guys. So we said at the beginning of the podcast that a digital twin is the way a utility can be more proactive. But what are some of the ways that a digital twin can help them specifically?
Well, let me take that one, Tom. So digital twin might be a new jargon that's being used here, and it's worth investigating what that term really means. In literal definition, a digital twin is a virtual representation of your assets, ideally something that's continuously updated with changes in status, operation, maintenance, whatever. So using that loose definition, you can say a hydraulic model is a digital twin. It does give you a virtual representation of assets. But certainly, I think when we refer to digital twins, a lot of the time we're implying more than a hydraulic model. We're implying access to that continuously updated information in real time. We've developed a digital twin platform that embeds the model analytics as one piece and combines the data flows from SCADA sensors, from meter reads, from mapping and GIS, from the work order system, all these things into one central dashboard that can be made available to all the users in an organization. So using that digital twin environment, you've got access to all of the information that you need, and you can ignore the information that you don't need, but you have access to the information in this virtual setting so that you can look at the context of historical operation, you can look at forecasts, and most importantly, you can test things virtually to see how the system is going to react with no consequence in the real world to those actions. So you're testing those things out virtually, and that's critical for emergency planning and emergency response.
Sometimes you talk to people in water system operations and distribution systems, they'll say, well, I have a SCADA system. Why do I care about any other tools? Why do I care about the GIS or about the hydraulic model? Well, SCADA systems are great for telling you what's going on now and what went on in the recent past. The thing that SCADA systems don't do, though, is tell you what's going to happen or what's going to happen in between their SCADA sensors. And what a hydraulic model can provide is essentially a software sensor. If you know the pressures at certain points, the model could fill those values in. And the model can tell you what's going to happen given the accuracy of your demand forecast. So models can add a lot. But conversely, an engineer might say, well, I have a hydraulic model and I've calibrated it. What do I need SCADA information for? Well, SCADA tells you what's going on right now. And what you want to do is use that information as boundary conditions to the model, which pumps are running, what the water levels are in the tank, what the demands are in the system right now. So if you marry the power of SCADA systems with the power of a hydraulic model, you've got a tremendous tool here that is better than either of the parts. So this is a case of 1 + 1 = 3, where the model plus the SCADA system gives you more than ever.
Yeah, that's a great point, Tom. So now you're able to have operators that can review the entire system for anomalies in pressure and velocity or water quality, things that they wouldn't have been able to see with just their sparse sensor data. Maybe you can have field crews that respond intelligently to a main break and even mark valves inoperable that they couldn't turn in the field. And quickly they can evaluate the next line of action and the impacts of those actions or the impacts of their repair activity. You can look at difference in production against difference in billing. So you've got data combining from different environments that you don't usually combine it in real time, and you're able to identify where non-revenue water exists, where it's developed over the time, and how it can be reduced. Or you can quickly identify poorly performing pumps and trigger a different operational set or a maintenance activity that can save you a bundle in energy costs. So a lot of things you can benefit from with a digital twin.
So what is the ultimate result for a utility using a digital twin environment to support emergency preparedness and response?
Well, Clint, you're using the term result, and I think you want to use the plural of that. I'm not sure there's one result there. I think the digital twin environment gives you several things. Number one, you're getting the identification of vulnerability. Where's my system vulnerable? That gives you the ability to be proactive rather than reactive. For the emergencies that do happen, you're gaining the ability to test the responses for effectiveness or for collateral impacts, and you can do that virtually. So you're not trying things out in the system in the real world and instigating those effects, but rather making sure that you've got an effective plan in place to mitigate. And you've also got a built-in training program for emergency planning. So you've identified vulnerabilities, but you can also identify action plans and test those responses. And you can train operators. So operators using the virtual environment can experience emergencies, and you can test how they react and train them how they should react. So a lot of great results with digital twin use.
What digital twins provides the operators and the operations managers is a reason to sleep well at night, where you are not going to be worried about the things because you've trained your people, you've gone through the planning exercises, you know they know how to respond to emergencies, and you could rest a little more easy knowing that they have this digital twin technology in their hands.
Thank you, Joel, and thank you, Tom, and thanks to all of those who listen to this podcast. Please make sure to check out our other podcasts, Digital Twins in Operation and Maintenance, and Digital Twins in Capital Planning.